What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So, how's day two of Tuner Battlegrounds?
I'm losing my hair and eating my nails. It is great.
Has it been fun so far? Like, you enjoying it?
Yeah, totally.
So, explain to me, because I can see the smoke coming out of your ears. All right. Well, let me start with this. You thought I was bluffing to a certain degree, I'm assuming. In your typical fashion, when I warn you about things and I tell you things, it's like, Sonic's just talking out of his ass.
The best is like, we're like, no, we're not going to talk about it. Wait till we get on the fucking camera. And now I'm like, fuck, here we go.
So.
No, you weren't lying. You weren't lying one bit. It's everything you said it would be. And fuck, man.
Yeah. Like I said, this, you know, it is. It's, you don't really think about it too much until like the link goes live and like you know what bracket you're in. You, for example, are in stage one, so you're in the first round of cars. You know, we were looking at the website not too long ago, and there's a few that, you know, are not gonna make it to two because they're not, just not. And it sucks because there's other ones that we are looking at that aren't gonna get enough credit to make it to stage two, but they deserve to be in stage two. But that's, you know, a topic for another day once this round of thingies is over. So yeah.
The only way I can describe waiting for that link to drop is, I know it's going to sound crazy, guys, and bear with me because I promise you I'm not a normal person, and we all know that already. Come on. Who are we kidding? All I can, in my head, visualize mostly is panic. And I'm one of those people who can think to themselves but not see pictures. And literally, like, Atreyu grabbed the bull by the horns is playing and everything's on fire. And like, there's no way out of the room. And I'm just like, all right, here we go. It's going to happen to us.
Oh, man. So,
hold on. You've seen the meme of the dog in the room on fire?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Just everything's fine.
That's how it is. Because, like, all right, let's really dissect this shit.
Okay.
And we're going to test to see if Kermit actually listens to the fucking podcast now.
If he goes on a temper tantrum, it's going to be entirely your fault.
No, he's not going to have an issue with me. Oh, look at that. You see, that's the support.
Oh, there you go. Good.
So what I'm saying is, I saw him. I woke up in the morning after the links dropped and looking at it, and I'm like, what is he doing here? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is... Kate! Wake up! Get down here! She comes down, half out, eyes open. I'm like, what's the matter? I'm like, you fucking see this? He didn't even tell me. He didn't even say anything to me. Like, yo, what? She goes, maybe he didn't want to tell you. Maybe he was scared it was going to hurt your feelings. I'm like, oh, you think he's going to kick my ass? She looks at me. She's like, it's too fucking early for this. I'm going upstairs. And then I had to sit down on the couch and be like, all right, I'm not a fucking child. This is my boy. It's going to be okay. So I shot him a text. Mm-hmm. On the picture of the screenshot, I was like, love you, bro. Like, you know, I'm not mad.
Right.
I just wish you would have said something to me.
Right.
Because now, if you really do think about it, me and him know a lot of the same people.
Half your votes
either go to one or the other.
Well, you know what? Perfect example. Like what happened now in the team. Mm-hmm. We didn't know Eddie was also going to be one of our other cars, a Ford Probe, if you guys are checking Tuner Battlegrounds. He's competing as well. I didn't have an idea that he was going to be in it as well. I thought it was just going to be one C4 car. You know, once you're over, the other one signs up, continues, and then, you know, so on and so forth. To always have a presence on the competition. But now it's like, you know, I have to figure out a way to vote for two cars at the same time when it's a, you know, 24-hour voting thing. But whatever, we'll figure it out. But it is, but in your sense.
And every day they get to vote again.
Yeah. It just sucks because, you know, you only get one chance to vote. So let's say, for example, I mean, it would be cool like if you like two cars, as long as you're not voting for the same one twice in one day, they should, you know, kind of, okay, I like this car, but I also like this car, and be able to vote for two.
Well, you want to know my favorite part about this? What? I got two screenshots today.
Okay.
One from Richie.
Okay.
And one from Kermit's mom.
Who they vote for? They voted for you? That sounds like a personal problem in Thanksgiving dinner, nigga.
And I was like, what? Why are they doing this? Because, like, you could see who they voted for.
Right.
I'm like, oh, they love me. And they hate him.
Oh, man. Like I said, I told you, it's this competition in it's fun.
If I have a daughter, I'm going to have to name her Luann now. What am I going to do?
It's, like I said, it's fun. But it's fucking nerve-wracking. It really is nerve-wracking. And like I said, I've been telling you this. Having to deal with people and making sure they vote is a fucking nightmare. As you are now slowly seeing on your end. Because again, people just have attention spans of fucking squirrels. And like I said, half of them won't even do it on purpose. It's like literally, you know, life, work, whatever the fuck, traffic, whatever the case may be. They'll vote one day and then completely fucking forget to vote the next day. When it needs to be daily. Daily. Which is why I tell you, you need to be the most annoying human being on in all of Instagram.
For the next year. Love me.
3 times, 4 times a fucking day. You're taking a shit? Bro, post a story.
Done.
You know what I mean? Having lunch? Post a story. You're sitting in traffic? Just have one in draft, ready to go. Just be like, boop, send it. You're going to have to be like that because that's the only way to get it. Because honestly, people will forget. Like I said, people will forget. But again, let's see what happens. I don't know if they changed it or not. It's been a while since I was in it. How long stage one last for? Do you know? Like, they send you an email or?
Probably too long. Sorry.
Because I don't know if it's like 2 weeks.
I'll pull it up right now. Give me a sec.
I'm kind of curious.
What? Fuck, if I don't say it out loud right now, I'm going to forget because my ADHD is fucking awful, but I don't want to say it out loud on this thing.
So do not say it out loud. What? Type it up or something.
That's Jesus. What I'll do. That's what I'll do.
Because I think stage one is 2 weeks. I think. I could be wrong.
Championship. There's 6 different brackets, and it goes all the way till October. So if you break it up, it's like 2 months each or a month and a quarter each.
Because if it's for a month, being a sumo, bro, you're going to be annoying. Fuck. I'm going to mute you.
That's all right.
Oh, man. But, you know, it is cool. It is cool. Let's see what happens. Like I said, there's some pretty good cars in there. There's some pretty nice ones.
All right, hold on. I got to fucking see if I can do the same thing I've been doing on Instagram on TikTok.
Do that shit later. Yeah,
but I can...
Cool, okay.
I can do that, right?
Yes, you can. You can. It's an entire different process, but yes, you can.
All right, well, we're going to have to go through that eventually. fuck my life.
I told you, it's fun but stressful. Did it once and I was just like, I will eventually do it again, but when I'm bored, I have nothing else better to do because, no. It's stressful. So what else have you figured out with this entire competition now?
I've also figured out that Eddie was in there.
Well, yeah, we figured that out this morning. Because yeah. I didn't even know he was, to and be honest, either.
When I saw that, immediately I sucked all the air out of me. I was like, this motherfucker made it for the 6th round? I don't fucking stand the chance. We're all going to vote for him. I'm smoked. And then in the group chat, he sent the picture that he voted for me.
Did he really?
You didn't see that shit?
No, I didn't see that shit.
On WhatsApp.
No, really? No shit.
And my heart melted. I was like, oh, fucking Eddie. What did I expect? He's a fucking saint anyway. I'm going to vote for him. And I went and voted for him.
But let's see what happens. It is cool to oh, see.
I gotta fucking post a screenshot of me voting for him.
Oh, okay. But yeah, like I said, it's fun. It's fun.
Dude, it's nerve-wracking.
But it is nerve-wracking. Just because, you know, it is, you do see what the winning thing is of you know, making it to SEMA and cover shot and all this and that. You know, so let's see what happens. Good luck to both of you.
It's just rough for me, I guess I could say, because I'm a fucking nobody.
Well, it's a good thing. No, granted, no. You are going up against some, like we were looking at some pages.
The one NSX has 50,000 followers.
Yeah, so, you know.
Whose dick is he sucking? What line do I stand in to suck it?
Be like, hey, man, do you have any like 4,000 followers you just don't want? You just like.
Just send them my way.
Just send them my way. Like I said, it's hard in the sense that because.
But hold on. If you look at his likes, he has like 200 likes on one picture, 100.
Well, again, that's the fucking annoying algorithm. Like, if we're going to, like, dive into this bullshit, some of it does not make sense. Because, again, you have a follower count that should scare people, but your likes are completely different to what your...
Well, yeah.
Your follower count is. For whatever the case may be. But I've seen pages that have, again, 100-something, 200-something thousand likes. And followers, I mean, and likewise is, like, again... 100, 150, 2 at most, 3 if you're lucky, type of shit. It just doesn't make sense at all.
I can't make it make sense.
Like, I stopped giving a fuck about the algorithm and all that. I just post and post and, you know, I just post what I have to post and that's it. But, you know, if, you know, 50-something thousand, 60,000, 70,000 really line up and vote every day, that's a fucking whole different headache waiting to happen.
My thing is, all right, so now ready for this?
What?
You sent me a QR code.
Yes.
I'm going to laminate it and put it in front door. Visitors must sign in. And then we'll go from there on that.
Sorry. What's up, bud?
It's just a guy cleaning the bathrooms again.
That's what you're going to do in the loading dock? You just have all the drivers just like scan the QR code.
Yeah.
And show you proof where they can come in.
Yeah. Did you vote? All right, then we'll deal with your order. You didn't vote? Fuck you. Get lost.
No overtime for you. Done. Go home. You're fired. let's see what happens, man. It's going to be fun.
Also, the other thing is.
What?
I see these sleepers. I'm not going to say who they are because I don't want your votes to go to them. But again, it's Z33 Snuff on all platforms.
Even OnlyFans.
The links are in my bios. So, you know, the OnlyFans link is not in my bio. It's not publicly released yet. Thanks a lot for that.
You know what it is? There are some sleepers that have signed up for this competition that we were looking at.
With like 4 followers.
Well, I didn't bother looking at their followers, but... You know what sucks? They're not. Like, I don't see them making it to stage 2.
And they're really cool cars.
And there was one that, like I said, we were talking about, and I really, really like it. And there's a stupid amount of fucking work on it. Won't see stage 2. Guaranteed.
I feel bad.
I'll be very surprised, like I said, if it does make it to stage 2. It deserves to go further, quite honestly, because of the mods or whatever. But as we get a little bit further down the line of Tour Barangos, we're going to dissect some of these cars. Maybe we can, you know, have some fun with it and talk about it a little
bit. After they get booted off. Who knows? I might go in the first round. You don't know that.
No, it's one of those things. It's really up in the fucking air. It's up to goddamn the internet.
Well, as long as Jesse keeps on voting 16 times a day for me, that's good.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things that you, end of the day, do not know. Because, you're going up against some of these guys that have... X number of followers. So if you're basing it off that.
And you get 1% of their followers, that's 1,000 votes a day.
Exactly. And then sometimes you get the randoms that don't know you, never seen you before, but they just, you know, they saw the car and they liked it.
His car cool. I vote.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Hold on 1 second. Let me close that fucking door.
So sometimes you just got to get lucky and hope to God that the way it happens. And you get the votes that you need. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. Like I said, it's a fun competition. And
just extremely nerve-wracking.
And it's extremely fucking nerve-wracking, exactly. Because end of the day, like I said, I did it. Got to stage four. And that shit was like gray hairs were coming out of everywhere.
I can't make it make sense.
So, dude. I mean, like I said, it was fun. They'll tell you, oh, congratulations, you made it, you know, second bracket now. Boom. All right, let's go. Boom. Congratulations, third bracket. You're like, holy shit, this is getting serious. But then it comes down to like the heavy hitters of the heavy hitters, which does start making it, you know, more of the stressful competition. But like I said, good luck, man. And I, like I said, I have high hopes for you. I got high hopes for Eddie. Well, Eddie, I already know how long, you know, like I said, I already have kind of like the algorithm in my head on how he's, on how his car will.
Also, Amanda hasn't responded to anything I've talked shit in the last like 3 weeks.
Really? She hasn't? No, she voted though today.
She did?
Yeah.
For who?
For you.
Where?
What do you mean, where?
How do you know she voted?
Because she told me she did.
You're a liar.
No, she told me she did.
Prove it.
The fuck you want me to do?
Pull up the text message.
Nigga, I was on the phone with her. What the fuck are you talking
You're
about?
You're such a bullshit artist. She didn't vote for me.
Yeah. She works from home, so I'm on the phone with her like in the morning.
Does she listen to this?
I don't know. She's listened to the fucking episodes.
Probably not.
To be honest, I have no idea.
Thank you for support, Amanda. I'm not going to talk shit no more.
No, we were literally like on the phone. I was like, oh, the links are live. She's like, oh, okay. I sent her the website. I'm like, oh, Tuner Biograund stuff. She's like, oh, okay, got it. It's like, oh, gay, only one a day? I go, yeah, I know. And she's like, oh, I'll just use my other profiles to sign up. And that's the trick, people. Just make more fucking emails and names up.
Oh, man.
Juan Pepe from North Bergen. Boom, Z snuff. I like that one.
My fucking heart.
But yeah, like I said, good luck, boys. Good luck. I'm proud of both of you. I'm proud of both of you. Let's see how long you both can
manage to keep it up.
Manage to keep it up. Exactly.
And that's an innuendo.
Yep.
Innuendo.
So stupid. So what else is on the agenda today?
Aside from that, I actually wanted to talk about your experience with it.
Well, you know what? It was fun. I remember I even made a YouTube video on it. It's still on the channel, actually. The video's still on the channel.
Okay.
And I had just gotten the car out of the body shop. So red was, like, freshly fucking painted. And I had taken pictures of it when it was, like, rattle canned.
Mm.
And they liked it. And I made it. But I was able to, like, you know, send them updates. And when the final build was ready, I made a whole YouTube video on it, the whole nine yards of, like, yeah, what was it I said? At that time, I was like, hey, guys, you know, I'm scared of planes because I am. But if I win this shit, you guys are going to get to see me shit myself live on camera because I'm probably going to get on a plane to go to fucking SEMA in my car. And honestly, internet, fuck you, because you guys are evil as shit. The likes I got, not because they like the fucking car.
Because you're panicking.
Because of the panic of if I were to, like, win this, I was going to have to man up and put a camera in front of my fucking face and have people look at me, crap myself, and have a fucking heart attack on a fucking plane, on a fucking tube in the sky with things sticking out of it. And that, you motherfucker. Yo, like I was going to make a second video, but I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother. I'm like, yo, fuck you guys. That's literally the second video is going to be like the quickest 10 second video on YouTube. Just be like, car, me, fuck you guys. That's fucked up. Because I did it as a joke. Like, I did it as a joke. We were just fucking bullshitting in front of the camera. And then I was just like, you know, I was like, again, I was like, nah, I just like fuck planes. Like, I don't even know. They asked me, like, you know, camera guy was like, so what are you gonna do if you do him? Because you don't like planes. I go, oh fuck. Like, I didn't even think about that. I go, oh my god, maybe they'll just, you know, give me money for like a Miami bus or some shit. La Guaguita, and just fucking like head on over there, West Coast. They're like, I don't think they can do that. I think it's just like the plane ticket. I was like, well fuck. I remember looking at the camera. I was like, well, if you want to see me shit myself, go vote. Bastards. They voted. they voted a lot because I made it to stage four. Like I said, after that, after I was eliminated, you know, part of me was like, God damn it, I was so close. Because at that way, what, stage six, seven?
Yeah.
Fucking two more rounds. You know what I mean? So you're like, you can taste it. But then on the other side, I was like, I don't have to shit myself on a fucking plane.
I keep on thinking to myself, where is SEMA held?
Las Vegas.
Now, here's the kicker to my whole thing. Mm-hmm. You get to rub elbows with everybody, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, you're there, so. And you're in the presence of, you know, these companies. So, yeah, I could definitely see on how you would not be able to rub elbows, better said.
People are going to hate my car. The car gets more hate than it does love.
I believe all cars do. Realistically, this day and age, oh, my God. There is a lot more hate than there is, you know, pure love for a car these days. When I did it when the fuck did I do this? It was like 2017, 2018. I think Tuner Baragon had just started, to be honest. So I have to go back and hunt down my page. There wasn't that much like, oh my God, that car, you should burn it and you should be in it while it burns. Like it wasn't that fucking foul. You know what I mean? And, you know, you always get the few comments, but it wasn't as bad as it is today. Like, it's pretty fucking bad. Like, when people say, this car community is toxic. Oh, no, it kind of fucking is. I'm not going to lie. I'm the first one to defend it, but, you know, spades of spades. It's pretty fucking bad.
Well, I like to say that it doesn't attribute, it doesn't help that we've all got different flavors. Not to mention the takeover kids will literally drive around a busted piece of shit.
Well, yeah. Well, those idiots are always going to be the first ones to be like, ha ha, set it on fire. I mean, that's just, you know what it is?
I blame the parents.
I would love to be proven wrong on, like, the ones that actually talk crap. Are you, like I said, it's usually 99.9% of the time, the takeover kids are the ones that have their cars beat to shit. Those are always the first ones to start running their mouths. It's just how it goes.
But they've done nothing productive with their life. They've not won one trophy, one drift event, not fucking anything.
No, it's just one of those things. It's, you know, it's, I haven't even no words for it. It's just how it goes. The what's that website for the SEMA builds that suck or like they get roasted like horribly wrong?
Roasted SEMA builds.
Oh, that's what. Okay, so that's the name of it. The best thing you can hope for that your car doesn't land on that. You know what I mean? Like,
you know it's gonna.
But again, it's one of those things. Let's talk for real though. Half the cars that do go to SEMA shouldn't be in SEMA.
Bluetooth drivetrains?
Yes, all day. Or the ones that like don't even run, they were literally pushed inside.
Oh yeah.
Like there are certain cars that when you look at, you should be like, no, that's fucked up. You should give in the opportunity to somebody that can
drive it in
at least. It's a show car, I get it, fine, whatever. But driven inside the fucking convention center type thing.
It's all about who you know.
But sadly, it is what that comes down to. But again, I don't know. It's, you know, one of those things. Again, when I did it, it wasn't that bad. And like I said, people had more fun in the aspect of, holy shit, if this kid wins, there's a good chance he's going to vomit all over it on live camera. Because I said, I'm like, yo, I'll go fucking on live and just have you guys see me fucking have a heart attack and faint type shit. Because I just don't do planes. But people are fucking evil. People are fucking evil because the motherfuckers got me to stage four. So, I mean, like, yeah, my suggestion would be just promise something really stupid that you're going to regret later on in life. Worked for me. That's what I said. Yo, do something with, like, Feet Finder.
Oh, why?
Make a poster with your fat fucking toe on there or some shit. Be like, yo, you guys get me there. And I'll wear a t-shirt printed with my fat toe on it or something. Like, something embarrassing.
They don't give a fuck.
You'll be surprised. Let's make a poll. I'm going to do a poll at the end of this episode. We're going to see. I'm curious. something embarrassing that you're going to have to put on in like on live feed if you win. If you make it all the way to stage whatever, 4, 5, 6, right? You have to do something stupidly embarrassing on live feed.
Ready for this?
What?
All right, so I would have to either release the OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Now, you guys all know my wife.
Oh, you're going to... I feel so bad. You're going to fucking drag poor Kate into this bullshit. When this
it's
is
in
your...
my bio. She's in my bio. So...
No, I meant the embarrassing part.
That's not the embarrassing part. She won't even have her face in it.
Okay, that's fine. You're such an asshole.
So there's that. What else can I can do?
I can hear her.
I'm not fucking doing that.
I can hear her quite literally be like, really why the fuck am I getting involved in this?
You really don't have a say. Anything I say, you're just along for the ride right now.
Like, something really like wearing assless chaps.
On YouTube.
While you're rolling the car in to a trailer or some shit. Yeah. Like, yeah. Daisy Dukes. If you people on the fucking internet get this man past stage like 3.
No. I want to be able to load it on the trailer.
Okay. You heard it from the horse's mouth.
I'll go all through SEMA wearing Daisy Dukes.
In a C4 tramp stamp tattoo. One of those temporary ones that you can wash off after a month.
On my lower back.
On your lower back.
Sure. Yeah.
Internet, do not let me down right now, internet. Fucking Daisy Dukes and a C4 tramp stamp.
Yeah, sure.
You heard it. Internet, you fucking heard it.
I'm not going to make it that far anyway. I know I'm not.
Reverse psychology. Smart man. You know what's going to happen? You make it to stage 2. Te vas a cagar.
I'm going
to
start to
sweat.
You're
going to fucking shit yourself a little bit, bro. You're going to regret life decisions right now, this entire idea. Because I had the same brain fart. I was like,
not going that far.
Like, I was like, got lucky. Said my thank yous or whatever, but I kept on seeing likes on the video. Then later on, I was like, oh, congratulations, past 3. I was like, oh, these motherfuckers are evil. They're not even doing it for the fucking car. Assholes, complete assholes.
I'll go all through SEMA wearing Daisy Dukes and have a C4 tramp stamp on my back.
I'm going to fucking record it live.
Oh, are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'm just going to take a bus. Duh. I don't have to nothing to worry about this time around.
Stupid.
Take a fucking bus.
You can drive with the trailer.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take that shit all day.
I wonder how it works logistically speaking.
If I am not mistaken, well, you know what? It is curious. Has anybody that has won previously has been from the East Coast? Good question, right? Because I'm not sure. I know the cars I've won, but I just never bothered noticing where they're actually from. Because I would assume part of that is, you know, we got your car covered. I would assume.
Yeah,
but I would assume it's not like...
Do I set up the trucking and just submit the invoice to them? Or?
No, I think they handle everything, to be honest. I think they do handle everything that is, you know... Ta-da, you won. You know, have your car ready at this date, this location. You uh-huh. do your thing. And how you get there is your fucking problem. you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But I would assume, you know, everything is covered. So room and board is pretty much on you. That's, again, I could be wrong. I could be 100% wrong.
I think that they pay for that, too.
Oh, really? Okay, that's even better. Shit.
Room, board, and food.
Here's a bag of chips. Bottle of water.
Make it last
for fucking 2 weeks. If you're nice, maybe in and out.
It's gonna be really weird when, like, if I ever get
right,
if I get there,
uh-huh,
and they're like in Vegas already, and then, you know, the guys are all sitting there in their suits and talking to me, and I'm just like, I went to a dispensary this morning and ate a gummy bear. I don't want to answer any questions.
I'm gonna laugh if you were to get far enough, or like to say you make it, you win, you're there.
It's not gonna happen, but go ahead.
That's all hypotheticals. That's, you know what I mean, that's all hope.
What's the bullshit to invoke the mal de ojo to get it away?
Yeah, just knock on wood 3 times.
Yeah,
you're so fine.
Yeah, done.
it would just be like I would die laughing. Like I would stop breathing of how hard I would be laughing. If like the truckers unloading your car or, you know, that type of shit just looks, turns around, looks at you, goes, "So when you're changing?" I'm gonna fucking die. I'm just gonna die. I'm just gonna fucking die. I'm not gonna be able to control myself. Or somebody there like loading up the car sees you, "Oh man, congrats. So, where's the tramp stamp? Let me see it." Just like one hits you, one of those side ones. I'm gonna fucking flip a tip.
I'm gonna have to turn around and pull out my shirt up. I'm like, "All right, you see it? All right, good, thanks."
Oh my God, internet, don't let me down. Don't let me down. But again, it's all, like I said, it's fun. It's fun, and it can open, well, regardless, this entire competition can open many doors, regardless of the fact. You know, it's one of those things.
What do we got time-wise, so I know whether I got time to go through it?
Oh my God, you're perfectly fine. We're like at 30 minutes.
Another avenue.
Yeah, yeah. What else is on that brain of yours?
Okay, with all this being said, you never know what you're going to run into there as far as... All right, so you win that. They give you a free set of Rays.
Yes, it's a free set of Rays wheels. I believe they give you X amount of money worth of...
Oil
or something like that. What else? I mean, aside from the obvious of, like, full cover shoot and all that, and cover for Pasmag and all that. Then you become, quote-unquote, the ambassador for the next round of competition.
Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to touch on.
Which is pretty cool.
Last year's winner,
mm-hmm.
the night before,
mm-hmm.
the fucker's playing Fortnite.
Wait, really? What?
The night before. Meanwhile, there I am laying at the bed staring at the ceiling like, fuck, I wonder what I got myself into here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean...
Because this is bigger than me.
Oh, no, 100%. 100%.
There's no questioning it.
You know what it is, but you fall into those like two type of people. Like the ones that don't really care. Like it really doesn't faze them. And the fact that like, they won't get nervous, they won't overthink it. It's just like, I'm in it. Meh. Whatever. Then you got the other ones that are staring at the wall. Can't go to sleep and their eyeballs like twitching.
Listening to the talk. The clock just.
Yeah. So again, it's one of those things. It's funny because I fell under the, yeah, whatever. It's in there. Let's see what happens. I just did my thing every day like I wanted to do, and that was it. But as you started climbing up and started narrowing it down, that's where the sleepless nights would start kicking in. Like I said, like going from 3 to 4 is, you're like, because that's when you really sit down, you're like, shit, I'm only 2 rounds off. Fuck, like shit, that's where it really starts hitting you. You know what I mean? So I mean, like I said, it's cool. I had fun doing it. I just didn't bother doing it again because I just didn't care.
I'm so nervous.
So you know it is too, it's your first go around and you're trying to see what people's mindset is looking at your car.
It's hard to gauge that.
You know, so it is. It's always been hard. It always will be hard. Unless you have, like, you copy the recipe that's been done before.
Which I kind of did. Which
minor tweaked. No. You did not.
What do you mean?
You did not. And I'll get into that. If you were to copy a recipe that's been done, right, all you do is really change the colors around type shit. You can kind of base on how it's going to go. And I say that, you know what? Let's go for example, the car that won last year.
Okay.
You saw it won, right? Okay, so let's say, for example.
It was a Silvia.
A Silvia. Okay, let's say you take that Silvia.
Hold on. What's up? All right, I'll come out right now.
All right, thank you.
Put this on pause.
Oh, man. This is going to be fun.
Come on.
Okay, so, yeah, we're back.
Sorry about that, guys. We had a client picking up some stuff, and I had to wait on the back burner. That's why we're doing it from the inside office.
So, yeah, it happens. So, yeah, what else? And he stopped to get some munchies.
Oh, yeah. You can hear me chewing, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
Fucking, I really want to eat this.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, the other thing I think to myself is, let's say I get knocked out. I'm going to post people up in good faith. Just let them know it's not hard feelings or anything like that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's normal.
I kind of think I have to do that. Just to be a good person.
Well, yeah, you know, it comes down to, like, your own personal preference.
It's going to be really funny when nobody we know makes it. Nobody we know is going to make it. They're going to get shut down the first fucking round.
Like I said, it really comes down to the internet. What they like. That's, you know, I mean, there's no concrete recipe, to be honest. But again, exactly. That's what we were saying before. We got to stop.
Go ahead.
You can kind of base, like I said, if you were to base it on previous winners,
yeah,
you copy that style, kind of retweak it a little bit or whatever, you know, change around the colors, a few little things, but you kind of keep it the same sort of way, formula that you saw it in.
Recipe.
Exactly. You can kind of see where it's going.
Well, all right. If you look at the year before last.
Uh-huh.
The Subaru.
Okay.
And then last year, the 240.
Okay. That pink one?
Mm-hmm. He had Odyssey front end.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's what it looked familiar. No shit.
The headlight.
But you know what, though?
You'll never build another Odyssey headlight.
That's besides the point. 1500, and I don't want to do it. That's fire, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... That's kind of like, you know, you got to get it to where it's due. But,
hold on.
What?
First things first. The Odyssey is not that pretty of a car. Let's call it a spade a spade.
Well, the US spec one, no. The actual, like, J spec, like the actual Japanese version, has a much meaner looking front end than what they did here in the States. Yeah, 100%. You can Google it.
Okay.
And even, like, the shit they make for it over there is nothing compared.
That's a regular show car for them?
Yeah, dude. Like, you can get that thing tuned, like, from Mugen.
No, stop.
I'm not kidding. You can Google it.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Mugen Odyssey. You're going to get the headlights. Well, you can, the headlights that were used in the Silvia, those are the actual factory, which are skinnier and longer. It's, like, insane. They even make white body kits for that thing.
You're shitting.
That look really actually nice.
You're right. You're absolutely fucking right.
Yeah, why they didn't transition over here in the States, I have no idea why they decided to change up the entire... But, like, if you look over there... No, they're a thing. Like, they're...
I'm pretty sure they're using Alex's Odyssey on eBay as a picture.
Wait, stop it. No, that's not his.
No. It's similar.
It's similar, but no, that is. Which reminds me, fuck you guys and eBay. They're always taking my fucking pictures off my website and, like, putting it up for their own shit.
Cadillac. It, splitter.
Yeah. It's fucking annoying as hell, but anyway. Mini ran over. but again, to talk about the recipe and everything, if you were to base it on the cars that went previously and you kind of copy and paste type deal, just change around a few things, you can kind of see where you're going to go. But what happens with you that you're stressing out about is that, one, you've only done a few shows and you've gotten bits and pieces of, like, people's taste and, like, hearing their opinions
and
all that.
Hate and love. Yeah.
But not to the grand level of, like, a competition like this. Because going to a normal car show is... in retrospect, very localized to being in now a national spotlight competition. Because you got to remember, you're going up against cars all over now the United States plus Canada. You know what I mean? So now is where you can start really judging the look and the feel for what your build is. Much like everybody else that pretty much joins up on this thing. Like, again... I would say 50%. They just find it like a competition and fuck it. Yeah, let's see what happens. But then you have like another X percent that is like really like, huh, let's see if people like my car.
That's where I am.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those. But end of the day, like I said, don't get too serious with it. Enjoy it and have fun, because end of the day, the good thing is, let's say if, God forbid, you don't make it past a certain bracket.
It'll be over soon. Got it.
No, whatever bracket you don't like pass or whatever, dude, you can do it again next year.
I'm not doing this again.
That's the beauty of it.
If I don't win it, I'm not doing it again.
Oh, so those Daisy Dukes got to count now, 2024.
Yep. You guys only get 1 year for this shit.
All right, Internet. Don't let me down.
You guys got me so bugged out, I'm starting to stress eat.
He really is stress eating, though. That's the best part about it. Chocolate milk with cereal. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And Fritos. Barbecue Fritos. Dude, like, what
the fuck? It's fucked up.
I think you're more nervous now because I had mentioned like Daisy Dukes now live.
Why would you do that though?
Because it's fun and because the internet is evil and evil is what sells. Duh.
What's wrong with you?
It's the fucking algorithm. Blame the fucking internet, not me. Go punch Zuckerberg in the dick, not me. I'm just a messenger.
It's not like they're going to repost this as a reel. With the audio on it, me green
dude. That would be fuck, bro.
Did I just break myself?
I would honestly just walk away. Like I would just go mute. You know when you laugh so hard, just like you hear nothing from the person? They're just crunched in fetal position in a corner, just like for like 2 minutes, like nothing. Mm. That's gonna be me. If somehow this goes in through the interwebs and somebody
comes back to bite me.
Yeah, this comes back to bite you in the ass.
Not gonna happen. No shot.
I mean, dude. Part of me is really hoping it does. A small part of me.
We got a better chance of hitting the lottery.
I'm really hoping for that too. To be honest. I'll take any win these days.
If you had to pick one, which one would you want?
Oh, fuck you, dude. I don't know. Because honestly, to be the camera guy that catches you in Daisy Dukes showcasing a C4 tram stamp, and I already, like I said this when we were off the air walking right now, I would make you a shirt that says, thank you, internet, on the back. So you got to do is do a sexy little pose, raise up the shirt a little bit, and I'm just going to be there. And I'm going to make sure, like if I have to rent a Blackmagic camera to catch you in 95 megapixels of beautiful scenery. And I'm going to do it in front of the fucking convention center. So it's going to be nice wide angles to make sure it says SEMA 2024. And you and Daisy Dukes.
What is wrong with you? Why not admit?
Bro, a lot of things are wrong with me. But again, maybe this is what's going to help.
I'm doubtful as fuck.
The internet being evil. And be like, you know what? That fucker has my vote. Because he's going to be in Daisy Dukes and he wins. Think about it.
It's not going to happen.
He's staring at me so blank. I wish I could fucking.
That's not going to happen.
I wish I can screenshot that fucking look on your face, though. Not going to happen. But you know, part of you. I'm not going to, thanks to me, you're not going to be able to sleep right for a few more nights, though. That's for sure.
You're a piece of shit. Your father's right about you. Don't call me.
Oh, my God. I'm just waiting for you to put, like, fucking SpaghettiOs inside the fucking cereal and just eat that shit together.
Let's wrap this shit up. I'm done. Let's wrap it up.
No, we still got more.
No, we're done. We're
done. Internet, please don't let me down. You guys will be part of the win too. You can't forget that. So,
all right, guys, remember to keep it custom because life is way too short. Stay stock.
Oh my God! No, in a minute.
No, a little bit. Now.
No, he's really shitting himself.
I have to go take a shit.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. But yeah, I'm going to put it up on the...
If this works, I'm going to be so angry with you.
You're going to thank me, though, at the same time.
Wrap the shit up.
This is going to be... I think this is going to be the dumbest and funniest episode I think we've ever dropped. Yeah. You know what? Just, it is what it is. I'll put the link up on the bio for this episode for his Tuner Battlegrounds. I'm going to also put Eddie as well for you guys to check out the C4 cars and 2024 Tuner Battlegrounds. And yeah, we're going to wrap it up because this guy's literally about to crap himself. Keep it custom, my friends, because life's way too short to stay stuck.
Fuck you, internet.